Hi, this is Dan Sheridan telling America's story. This is lesson 26 in our series, and this is the last lesson in our discovery section of our course. And what I'm going to do in this lesson is give a review of everything we've discussed thus far, so you can kind of have a bird's eye view of the discovery period. So let's get started. Now, as we've learned, the Vikings made voyages to the northeastern parts of North America long before Christopher Columbus sailed in 1492. However, those discoveries didn't result in permanent settlements, and the Viking records were probably unknown to the Europeans. It certainly didn't influence Prince Henry the Navigator or Christopher Columbus. Now, early American history is an extension of the history of the European nations who made discoveries in the New World. The 15th century was an era of new ideas in Europe, which brought about the Renaissance. Then there was the discovery of gunpowder, which revolutionized war. There was the invention of the printing press, which helped spread knowledge everywhere. And who doesn't love a good book? You know what you do when you buy a good book? The first thing you do when you get a book is you smell it. Oh, you got to give the book the sniff test. That's right. Love a good book. And so the printing press helped people like me to become saturated with books. And then there were some inventions that helped mariners sail a little bit safer. It was called the astrolabe as well as the compass, which made it safer for them to travel on unknown seas. And it was at the end of this 15th century, an era of ideas, an era of new inventions. It was that era, it was that century that saw the discovery of the New World, the land of opportunity. And here's how the discovery of America came about. One day, the Turks captured Constantinople and cut off ancient trade routes over which the coveted goods from Asia made their way to Europe. This caused a great stir in Europe because an ancient trade route that made a lot of people rich was now cut off. So they were inspired to try to find new routes to India by sea. And it got started with Prince Henry the Navigator. He got the ball rolling as sailors from his school made their way down the African coast trying to find the southern tip of Africa and sail around it to India. Now, while this was going on, a man named Christopher Columbus had another idea. This Italian man, Columbus, believed the earth was round, and as a result, one need only to sail west from Europe to reach Asia. He thought it would be a shorter route than going around Africa. So, after receiving government support from Spain, he set out with three ships westward on unknown seas to prove his theory. Well, after his trip over the seas, he finally made it to the Bahama Islands, and after which he discovered Cuba and Haiti, and as we learned, he received a hero's welcome when he came back. Everyone thought he had discovered the Indies. One problem, he didn't find all the wealth that was supposedly supposed to be there. Well, anyway, that for another time. Well, then on another voyage, he made it to the continent of South America. Now remember again, Columbus believed all these places were Eastern Asia. Well, Columbus's discovery encouraged other European countries to get into the game, and so the English were next on deck, and they sent the Cabots, who discovered North America, and that was before Columbus ever saw South America. So the race was on. We had one group heading south down Africa, trying to find their way to India, going eastward, and then we had Columbus and his crew heading westward, and the race was on. Well, one day, navigators finally made their way around the Cape of Good Hope and returned to Europe with ships full of goods from India. And those who sailed around India won the race. And Columbus's reputation started to fade at this point. He was mocked and made fun of. They called him the Admiral of Mosquito Land. And it certainly did not help when Vasco da Gama came from India with his boats full of the riches of India. Well, Columbus died a broken man, never knowing he discovered a whole new continent. But those who followed in Columbus's footsteps didn't give up. One of those great men was Americus Vespucius, who sailed along the coast of Brazil. And geographers named what is now Brazil America after Americus, and later that name came to apply to the whole continent, and thus we have the name America. And then we come to the year 1513, where Balboa discovered the Pacific Ocean from a mountaintop of the Isthmus of Panama. And then slowly people started to realize that America wasn't Eastern Asia. Rather, they saw it as merely a barrier between Europe and Asia, so they kept looking for a passage through it. They had no idea how huge the area really is. And then we come to 1520, and here comes Magellan. He sails through the straits that bear his name, and then he makes his way across the Pacific. Only one of his ships made it back to Spain to report the news, because Magellan was killed in the Philippines. But this was the first time men sailed around the world. So that is, in short, the discovery period summed up. However, discovery can only be applied to Europeans. They were the ones who, quote, discovered the New World, but there are people who are already here. Will Rogers, who descended from the Cherokee, said that his descendants didn't come over on the Mayflower, but they met the boat. See, there were those, again, who were already here when the Europeans arrived. The Native Americans were wrongly named Indians by Columbus, but the name stuck anyways, and they've been classified in various ways, but we've broken them down to three main groups: those west of the Rockies, those east of the Rockies, and those to the south in Mexico and South America. Now, like the Europeans, they were vicious in war and could be very cruel, but they also displayed some excellent qualities of character. Now, they were without question treated unfairly by the Europeans on many occasions. But there's one thing to remember. That was a time when much of the world thought that the only right was the rule of the strong. I know we don't think that way today, but many people thought that way back then. Now, when it came to technology, the natives weren't as far advanced as Europeans, but that's not because they were an inferior race. It simply was because they lacked the basic things that are needed to create civilization. Remember, as long as you have to depend on the hunt for survival, you don't have time to read books or invent things, and the Native Americans were not able to develop advanced agriculture because they did not have the proper animals to help them with that undertaking. And remember this, agriculture is necessary to create a larger food supply so people have time to be, quote, civilized. Well, that sums up our discovery portion of American history. This is Dan Sheridan. I really hope you learned something. Until our next lesson, remember this, be good to one another because we're in this together.